This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, no, Wayne Allyn Root, he's on... Well, early sabbatical, as the 4th of July, the eve of the 4th of July, has been sprung upon us. My name is Lee Elsie. I guess I would be the official fill-in man for Wayne Allyn Root. We know what's kind of interesting today as we're floating around the dial. A lot of the big head cheeses of their, the talking heads across the nation. I'm not going to name names, but you know the ones I'm talking about. They had a lot of fill-ins today. So a lot of second bananas. We're running the show today. So a lot of the talking heads are on an early sabbatical. So good for them. Good for Wayne. Again, he deserves it. He works very, very hard. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and I broadcast here in the middle of Connecticut, right between Boston and New York on the USA Radio Network. And I cherish every single second that I get to spend on the air with all of you. My email address is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. I'll maybe give the phone number out later. I've got a lot of guests, so we may not have time for a lot of calls, but we'll try to squeeze in some calls. I'll be talking to a Vietnam veteran, Jerry Wright, in a bit, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation down the road, former Congressman Tom Tancredo will join us at about, 7:35 East Coast time. That would be 4:35 West Coast time. My friend Dr. Anthony Alessi will join us, and Provost over at Bryant University and Constitutional Scholar Glenn Solmacy will join us in the final hour of the program. I've got it all lined up with some superstars that's going to join us today. So it should be good. It should be good. So here's the deal. A couple things. Because I do want to get to Colin Kaepernick, and I do want to get to the Betsy Ross flag. I'm sure that all the folks around the country have been talking about this for 24 hours. I was listening to Wayne last night, and I know he had on it for a while, too, but I'll give you my take in a second. But first, just a little about me, because, you know, I'm on, so let me tell you about me. So, I live here in the Northeast, and the radio stations on the Great USA Network, including some of the places out in Long Island and Connecticut and New York, et cetera, probably kind of get a gist of what I'm saying, but it was about 95 degrees on the East Coast. I love the heat, right? I love the heat. I lived in Vegas for a while. The hotter, the better. And I may have even told you these types of stories before. I'm on so many radio stations now, I sometimes forget when and where I tell a story. But if you don't know this, I hate bugs. I hate insects. Everything about them, the biting flies, all of that. So every day, when I leave my regular morning show, I go home and I get my dog, Ozzy, who is a white golden retriever. He is gorgeous. And we go for a long walk. And I usually go around the block, which is about a mile. It's about a mile total. And, you know, wintertime or fall or what have you, it's no issue. Even springtime to a certain extent, it's no issue. There's not a lot of bugs. But when it gets summertime in Connecticut, those of you maybe living out in Vegas or California, maybe you don't get this, but we get wicked, man, wicked horseflies. And maybe it's just me. Maybe they like the way I taste. But I tell you, nobody gets hammered more by horseflies than me. So every day when I get home, especially if there's no wind to sort of curtail the horsefly activity, I go around my neighborhood with a hoodie on. And my neighbors probably think I'm a lunatic because it's 90 degrees and I've got a full sweatshirt hoodie on. Well, today it was just too hot. It was too hot to go with the hoodie. So what I had on was two T-shirts, one like a muscle shirt and then one T-shirt on top of the muscle shirt. And I would take the T-shirt because I have a bald head, so the horseflies will destroy your bald head. They'll just rip it to shreds. So I take the shirt and I, like Beavis and Butthead, I put it over the top of my head, so I have one shirt that's on and one shirt that's acting sort of as a hood, but it's not a hood, if you understand what I'm saying. And I'll walk all the way around my block with my dog in the middle of the day. So a grown man in the middle of the day in 95-degree heat, looking sort of like he's just escaped from the mental institution. So I go all the way around my block, for like, it's like a mile. And I'm finally walking down my long driveway, getting ready to unhook the dog and let him go into the house because it's nice and cool. We got the AC on for the dog because he is the king. And just as I'm unhooking him, I feel there's two kinds of horsefly bites. There's the direct, land on you, sink the fangs in, awful amounts of pain, excruciating. You know, you hit them, they're big. They're like, horseflies are big. So I had one of those on my arm, had the instant horsefly on the arm. So I hit him dead. But as I hit him, my shirt that was over my head came off. And literally, like the second that the T-shirt came off my head, I was attacked on the top of my head by another horsefly. And I got another bite on the top of my head, which was devastating. So just so you know, that I had a very difficult afternoon fending for myself against the influx and the invasion of the mighty powerful horseflies. If anybody knows the horsefly bite, you know I'm not making this up. You know it's not a joke. You know it's not a game. They can kill you. They can rip your throat out. Well, not really, but that's what it feels like. So I made it here anyway. I'm injured. I'm battle weary. But I've made it to the studio to share the experience with you for the next 2 hours and 48 minutes. All right, so down to serious stuff. Nike, Betsy Ross, Colin Kaepernick. Let me explain something to you about Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick's decision to take a knee during the national anthem, for him, was the greatest publicity move that he, or maybe anybody else in his position, has ever made. He is a pedestrian quarterback. The best year he ever had, best year. Now, maybe you don't know anything about the NFL, but guys throw for 5,000 yards now in the NFL. All right, his best year was 3,369 yards. Best year ever. He had 19 touchdowns that year, threw 10 picks. So he has been pedestrian at best. 58 games, he's a starter, which equates to about four full seasons as a starter. And he has parlayed that into, I guess, into being maybe the most powerful man of color in the entire country, right? Does that make sense? They're going to actually release, they being Nike, a sneaker with a Betsy Ross flag on the back. I saw the sneaker. It's great. I thought it was fantastic. I would have wore something like that. Sure. Why not? Colin Kaepernick said, no. Oh, no. Sorry. That's offensive. And it carries not only racial connotations, but slavery connotations. The Betsy Ross flag now is equated with slavery. I mean, I can't believe what I'm hearing. I can't believe what I'm watching. I can't believe that, again, a pedestrian type of an athlete, because of the color of his skin, is able to dictate to the rest of America what they should and shouldn't wear. And he's able to dictate to America what they should and shouldn't do. So Nike decides to nix the Air Max 1 after complaints from Colin Kaepernick. And I immediately went on the radio. And I said, that's the end for me of Nike. Now, I had gone out of my way not to purchase Nike stuff because of what has gone on in the past. I'm not a Nike fan, necessarily. I mean, I think they've been in bed with Colin Kaepernick here for too long. However, this has pretty much put the final nail in the coffin for me. I won't buy any more Nike products. I know Wayne last night was talking about burning his Nike products. I mean, that's fine if that's what you want to do. I mean, I looked through my closet. I don't think I saw anything. If I did, I'll just, you know, toss it to a homeless guy or something like that I see on the street. I'm done. I won't wear any more of their apparel because I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of being painted because of the color of my skin as an automatic racist. Oh, you're a white male. You got to be a racist. Got to hate blacks. Got to hate Mexicans. Anybody of color, you got to hate them, right? You know the irony of this? You know what's interesting about this? Here is a man who identifies as a black man, that's Colin Kaepernick, who complains that Nike's going to release a shoe, a patriotic shoe for me, red, white, and blue. They're going to release the shoe, and he nixes the whole deal. So you know what ends up happening to a lot of this merchandise that doesn't make it eventually to the public? You know where a lot of it goes? Well, a lot of it, if you know anything about, you know, where this kind of stuff ends up, just take a look at when, let's put it this way, when two teams or a Super Bowl title or a World Bowl, they print out, you know, championship T-shirts prior to the last game because they want those T-shirts ready to go. So if you got a seventh game of the World Series and the Mets are playing the Red Sox, well, there's a Red Sox championship shirt made and a Met championship shirt made. And then whoever wins, those shirts get taken out and the other ones get donated. And usually they end up in third world countries, and in a lot of cases they end up in Africa. So think about this. Colin Kaepernick was screaming racism by Nike, and they made all these shoes, which now will probably, by way of, you know, giant barge, make their way to Africa. So a black man who thought these shoes were racist screams foul. They cancel the shoe. They cancel the release of the shoes, and now a bunch of kids in Africa will have them on in the next couple, within the next couple weeks. That, my friends, is the definition of irony. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elson. This is the eve of the 4th of July, America's celebration. And I'm here with you until, well, 3rd hour, 9 p.m. East Coast, 6 p.m. West Coast. Hang out with us. It's going to be fantastic. It's the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is off tonight. He'll be off again tomorrow and Friday, and he'll be back on Monday. My name is Lee Elsie. I have the honor of filling in for Wayne when he takes any time off. I also have the honor of having an hour on Thursday night, the first hour of his program, each and every Thursday night, so it is very, very exciting. A couple things. One, I just saw probably the funniest meme of the day, and it was posted by Chris out here in Long Island. It is a picture of George Washington on the back of a white horse, and the meme says, "Have fun at work tomorrow, England." I love that. That's fabulous. I must say, that's probably the funniest one that I've seen ever. Good stuff. Now, down to some serious, and I got to get some info here from our producer, Chris, who's in Dallas right now. And those of you who may not know this, I played professional baseball with the St. Louis Cardinal organization for a bunch of years, and a couple of years. And then I wound up bouncing around in Europe and Australia to play professionally for a few years after that. But what happened in Major League Baseball over the past week was sort of sad, more than sort of sad, very sad. Tyler Skaggs, a left-handed pitcher for the Angels, died. And we don't have an idea yet, I don't think, unless it came out today, how he died. But Chris, our producer in Dallas, they were in Arlington last night. So, Chris, what did the Rangers do for him?
Well, I want to follow up real quick, and good afternoon and evening to everybody, especially there in New England. First off, they're not going to release the autopsy at the family's request till after the season has concluded.
The season, though?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're waiting for toxicology. They're well within the standard guideline. I've gone through that personally in my life where, you know, I don't even want to get into it. But last night in Arlington, which is a suburb here in Dallas, the Rangers organization, I was blown away. I love my Yankees, as you know, but
right.
The groundskeeper their crew last night before the game starts painted the number 45 in red numerals on the mound as an homage to him. The Rangers players went to the production staff at the ballpark and said, listen, we do not want our walk-up music when we go to bat, out of respect to this guy who had passed. And it was a lot of class going around, and you even saw a lot of the Angel fans responding on Twitter just saying, wow, class organization. And you had a lot of people in L.A. who were praising, the people in Dallas and right. around, all the Ranger fans who are just like the rest of us who are baseball fans who love this game, who were just broken up about this. Because if you remember, this is 10 years after Nick Adenhart.
Yeah, well, so, and also you've got, Jose Fernandez died recently with a boat accident. I remember my first brush with this was Thurman Munson, and I don't know if you were,
I was 2 or 3 when Munson passed, but Corey Lidell would be another example of a Thurman Munson incident back in, 14 years ago.
That's right, in New York. But I remember watching that on television, watching Reggie Jackson cry, and even though they didn't get along all the time, he was crying uncontrollably. It affects a team very, very, differently, because some of those players are very close, they're like best friends, so, it's like you have to go to, your friend dies and you got to go to work the next day. It's tough. So, kudos to the to Texas Rangers for doing that. That's great.
And remember, in your old organization had went through that in Chicago when their pitcher had passed away while they were on a road trip at playing the Cubs.
Passed away from pretty much
the same circumstances. So, again, they're not going to release anything until probably after the end of the season. But the local police officials have stated that it does not appear to be a suicide. They have said that much, at least.
That's good. Yeah. There's nothing good there, as long as you didn't. And that was Daryl Kyle, the one that you're thinking of, right? Daryl Kyle, who died with the St. Louis Cardinals. Yeah, strange. All right, well, Chris, thanks for that, man. I'm glad that they did that. I was wondering, I didn't get a chance to watch that game. I was wondering how they would deal with that and how they might honor him. And I know, I think Patrick Corbin of the Washington Nationals, that was like one of his best friends, so he wore Skaggs' number for the game that he pitched in. Yeah, I know, it's incredible. These guys are, people forget sometimes, these guys are human beings too, they're friends, they're pals, they're buddies, sometimes they're enemies or whatever, and life hits them just like it hits everybody else. They just have a little bit more money in their pocket to deal with some of that stuff, so maybe in some cases it makes it maybe seem a little softer, but in the end, somebody dies and they're your friend, it's hard, man, it's hard to deal with that. All right, so speaking of dealing with things, my next guest coming up after the bottom of the hour here, I think if you're a Vietnam veteran, I'm thinking you're going to have to stick around for this and listen to this guy. He has been an advocate for folks who have been affected by Agent Orange in Vietnam for a long, long time. His name is Jerry Wright. He's a Vietnam veteran himself, and I will chat with him after the bottom of the hour. He is such a nice guy, but he's out there. He's trying to make a difference and trying to bring awareness to some of these vets who have been sprayed by Agent Orange. So we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root on War Now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Travelers are hitting the roads and skies for the 4th of July holiday weekend. This woman at Tampa International Airport on Wednesday was happy to get ahead of most of the crowds.
My younger children drove me in, and so we had a really easy trip here. Not a lot of traffic, which was surprising. We also left plenty of time to get here, so it was pretty smooth.
Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL, found not guilty of war crimes, but found guilty of taking a photo of himself with a dead ISIS fighter, was sentenced by a military panel to a reduction in grade, 4 months confinement that was already served, and 4 months partial pay. Gallagher tells Fox News he always knew the truth would come out.
They tried to frame me as a criminal from the get-go, but, you know, we knew the truth the whole time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
But here's the deal you want to listen to. It's a special promotion for July 4th because they are a patriotic company. So use a special promo code ROOT50, as in Wayne Allen Root, ROOT, R-O-O-T, 50, for the next 2 weeks, and you get 50% off their products for the next 2 weeks to celebrate July 4th. Call them at 866-660-9868. You've been waiting around saying, I want to get the products, but, you know, they're a little expensive, they're too expensive for me, or I'm a little broke, I can't spend the money. Whatever your excuse was, now's the time to call. 50% off to celebrate July 4th. 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network in War Now. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Very special guest joining us right now, everybody. I'm talking a really great guy. Jerry Wright, United States Army Sergeant, retired, fought in Vietnam in 1969 and 70. He is an Agent Orange survivor, and he's got a Facebook page called Sprayed and Betrayed AO. And you're going to want to hear what this guy has to say. Jerry, how are you, pal?
I'm fine, thank you, Lee. Thanks for having me on. That we can talk to your listeners. That'd be great.
You have been a strong advocate for helping folks who were sprayed by Agent Orange. Can you get into that a little bit?
We made it back and went back for the second tour, and then I was in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and I was discharged in 1971 and joined the National Guard in Connecticut in 1982, and retired in 99.
Are you convinced you were sprayed by Agent Orange?
Oh, I sprayed it.
You sprayed it?
Yeah.
All right.
Right out of the back of a 5-ton truck. I've got pictures of it. And the guys that were in my unit, which was the 19th Combat Engineers, were all sick from it. Every one of us is ill from something, whether it be a stomach heart disease or tumors or cancer or neuropathy or diabetes. We're all sick from it. It's unbelievable.
A lot of folks maybe listening for the first time don't really understand. What exactly, A, what was Agent Orange and what did it do?
Well, Agent Orange was sprayed upon us for around 20 million gallons out of airplanes and helicopters, and we sprayed around, put backpacks around our compound. What it did was a defoliant, and you sprayed on the elephant grass and leaves, and everything would die in a couple of days. They would just right to the ground. And the government found out that it didn't stick to plants as well as it should have, so they mixed it with diesel fuel. And it would come down on Ho Chi Minh Trail. It was used to kill the food supply of the North Vietnamese. And there's only one person that can authorize this spraying of something so toxic and is so deadly as the President of the United States. President Kennedy authorized it in 1961, and they started spraying in 1962 up till 1971, 72 is when they quit spraying. But this is so toxic. It is 170,000 times stronger than cyanide.
Wow.
It is very lethal, and the airplanes that sprayed it, the C-123s, providers, were so contaminated that they ended up destroying them after probably about 40 years. They sat out in the boneyard in Arizona, and they never got rid of the dioxin. It was making all the crew sick. It's a horrible, horrible thing to do. And we weren't wounded or we weren't injured or anything by the enemy. We were sprayed and contaminated by our own government.
You're on a mission to try to help veterans like yourself get the medical care that's needed, correct?
The VA says there's 14 illnesses we could have from Agent Orange. It's like 35 cancers.
Right.
And so out of the 14, three of those have had end dates of 1 year of separation from dioxin and a 10% disability. But when I separated from the military in 1971, they didn't say, hey, Jerry, did you spray Agent Orange or a toxin?
Right.
And I would have said yes, but we were never asked. No hats, no gloves, no mask. We just stood in the back of a truck and sprayed around our compound. Everything died in a couple of days. So out of those, that's what I said when I went to Congressman Joe Courtney, and I said, how the heck can the government put an end date on an illness? And we all have those three illnesses. And he said, you're right. And that's what started it in motion was we have a bill in the House, which is H.R. 566, and we have a bill in the Senate, thanks to Senator Blumenthal, who introduced it February 5th of this year, and that's S-332. And what's important about that is that there's 100 senators in this country, so we need to get those on board as co-sponsors for those bills. Now, on the House side, which is a 566, there's 435 members of the House. We need to get those on. We need to get at least, well, probably three quarters or more of those involved as co-sponsors of the bill not going to be brought up to the floor we voted on to eliminate those three endings. That's what I'm trying to do, is to eliminate those three endings.
Jerry Wright is with us, sprayed and betrayed, and he's getting the word out. Now, you have a bunch of people probably listening right now. Is there a place they can go to learn more about this stuff? Like, where do they go? What are they?
Yep. They go right to my Facebook, Sprayed and Betrayed AO. AO for Agent Orange. My email is Happy Hauler. It's HappyHauler at Comcast.net. And send me an email and I'll send you as much information as I can. I do speaking engagements all over the country. And in fact, I'm leaving Sunday for Spokane, Washington to speak at the Vietnam Veterans of America National Convention. And we also have a resolution. I'm very fortunate to have the American Legion behind us right now. They signed on in January, so we have almost 2 million right there. And the AMVETS convention is in August, and they said that they would sign on, and the DAV and the VFW is already confirmed at their national convention come July 15th or 20th, somewhere around there. And they'll sign on as well. So I got some good heavy hitters that are starting to back what I'm doing. And that's the reason for me going out to Spokane, is I want to make sure that that resolution gets passed at the committee, and then I've got the AMVETS behind me, and the Vietnam Veterans of America behind us.
I got to say this. I mean, I don't, and when we talk about things like this, veterans, Vietnam veterans, other veterans who are claiming these kinds of terrible things that either have happened to them or they're getting limited health care when they should be getting full health care and never having to worry about any of that stuff again. What's the pushback? Like, are there people out there, are there senators, are there Congress folks who don't believe the stories that, you know, you guys are getting sick because of this?
Oh, yeah.
They are all.
Oh, my golly, yes. I was very fortunate to go down to the State of the Union. I was invited as a guest this year and spent 4 days in Washington working the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. And they just don't. Well, you know, we're older now. I'll be 71 next week. And the younger generation doesn't really understand what happened with the Agent Orange. But they've got something coming up called the burn pits. And the burn pits are affecting the Afghan and the Iraqi veterans. And I'd like to see somebody of that age group step up and be an advocate like I am and really stay in the face of these congressmen and the senators, especially the VA, because it's all about the money. It's costing money to treat us. Well, isn't that the cost of war, Lee?
Of course it is.
You know, you send us in the harm's way.
Absolutely.
We're not injured by the enemy. We're contaminated with a very powerful dioxin, which is a poison by our own government. And that's the problem is now it's always working its way down. So when we came back, we got married. We had a family. The wife had a child, and we made that child sick. The grandchildren and the great-grandchildren are becoming sick from the Agent Orange because it's passed from the husband through the wife through birth.
Your children are sick because of this?
I cannot have children because of
it. Oh, my goodness.
I was told that back in 1981 by the VA.
So there are other Vietnam veterans, though, that did come back, did have kids, and their kids were sick with Agent Orange symptoms?
And now the grandchildren
are sick from
it. It's going through three generations, Lee.
Okay. All right.
Because it's stored in your fatty tissues of your body, and it's passed through insemination into the wife.
Holy cow.
The wife.
That's horrible. Horrible.
Isn't it?
It's horrible.
And there's also, over in Vietnam, there's over 3 million of the Vietnamese that are sick. Right now.
Right.
Over 3 million of them are ill. Birth defects, spinal bifida, cleft palates, no eyes, no hands. It's a horrible thing.
All right, Jerry, again, I wish there was something I could say. I mean, you're like getting a bunch of Facebook messages and social media calling you a hero, which is exactly what you are, doing the things that you do. No, you are. And I know sometimes you guys don't like to hear that word, but you guys went into the middle of battle and you did things, and here you are paying this price all these years later. But I want to just get the word out. Where can folks go? How can they help? How can they get involved? What do they need to do?
You need to do, if you're hearing this broadcast, and I'm sure there's probably millions of you are, you need to call the congressman in your state and ask that congressman to get on board as a co-sponsor for H.R. 566, which is the House bill. You can check out that bill by going to congress.gov, H.R. 566, and there's the bill as written, exactly what we're looking to do. And call your senator. Call your senator in your state or even out of state and to get on board with S-332. And the same thing again. Just go to congress.gov, S-332, and there it is. And that's what we need to do. We need to convince them to support this bill to get it through to the floor so we can be voted on. Very important.
Jerry, thank you.
You're welcome, Lee.
We got to get you here in the studio soon. When you come back, I know you got a long trip here, but when you come back, I'd love to get you in here. We'll do a special show, Vietnam show. We'll get some other Vietnam veterans in here, and we'll make a whole show of it, okay?
You got it. All right, I appreciate the time.
Have a good one. Be safe. All right, we're out of time. Thank you, Jerry. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network in War Now.
Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Till Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allen Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now!
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, so we're back. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Tonight we've got a number of other guests coming up in the next couple of hours. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join us after the break. We'll also talk to former United States Congressman Tom Tancredo. He's a former Colorado congressman. We'll talk a little bit about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her whole debacle. I think it's a debacle or disgrace, let's put it that way, at the border. We'll get into that a little bit. Dr. Anthony Alessi, our friend, who actually works for the New York Yankees as well as UConn Health, and he is a very smart guy, a neurologist. We'll chat with him about a number of different things in that third hour, and Provost Wenzel Macy and constitutional scholar will join us towards the end of the program. So just to circle back, and we'll put a bow, if you will, a masculine bow, on the story about Colin Kaepernick and the sneakers, because you're probably all sneakered out. But, you know, the original American flag, by the way, dubbed the Betsy Ross, with the 13 stars and the 13 alternating white stripes, was designed to represent the 13 original colonies. Nothing to do whatsoever with slavery. Nothing. And a side note to that. So now I'm, you know, paying close attention to some of these quote-unquote scholars and folks who are arguing the point in favor of Colin Kaepernick, talking about how this flag represents this, and this flag represents that, and this is this. So my question to all of America is one that I brought up today on my own morning show, which is if a lunatic fringe, a white wing crazy group decides to take the Statue of Liberty as their moniker, right? That's what they create a bunch of paraphernalia and T-shirts with the Statue of Liberty on it, and they go and they create havoc across the country. I mean, are we now supposed to give up the Statue of Liberty because a crazy bunch of nut jobs have adopted it as their own? Of course not. That's not the way it works, nor should it work that way. So even if there were some attachment to some crazy lunatic group, we're not supposed to give up everything because another group of numbskulls and imbeciles decide to make that theirs. It's not theirs. It's ours. Everything. It's all ours. and the original Stars and Stripes, it's a magnificent flag. And the idea that somehow it is racist is a bunch of garbage, is what it is. It's really garbage. So I'm glad, by the way, and I heard Wayne talking about this last night. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced yesterday he was ordering the Arizona Commerce Authority to withdraw incentives for the Nike building and manufacturing plant in the state. So they actually dropped that. Good for him, man. That is really a gutsy, ballsy move for him to do that. The economy in Arizona is booming. They don't necessarily need Nike, but he's standing up for what he thinks is the right thing to do. And saying, you know what, if you're going to treat the American flag and the American people literally spitting in the face of the American people, you know what, you don't get a chance to get the benefits. You want to come here, you can, but you're not going to get the tax breaks that we had talked about. None of that stuff is happening. So kudos to him for doing that. So I don't know. I hope that we see a lot less of this, because it just continues to stir up ugly, bad blood. You know, this and that soccer woman who is, to me, a disgrace, Rapinoe, and she didn't play in last game because she had, she had a sore hamstring or something like that. But, I mean, okay, so being part of the United States Women's World Cup soccer team, is part of that being like sort of acting like a jackass at all times? Is that part of the equation? Is that when you try out for that team, do you have to sort of sit down and say, no, I will, when I score a goal or when I do something, or I'll be at least cordial as possible? Is that, do they have like a test that they take when they do that? I won't even watch. I said it on my show. I was rooting for England the other day. You know what? It's because you can't treat the flag and patriotism like that, and you can't say the things that she said to the president or about the White House. To me, it's a complete turnoff. So, you know what? Win, lose, I'm not watching it. I'm not paying attention to it. That's my decision. I made that decision. Me. All right, real quick. If you're planning on lighting off fireworks, I guess you can. Dogs are very afraid of them, so please be wary of your surroundings. More dogs, by the way, run away on the night before and 4th of July than any other two nights in the entire year. But here we go. Some tips, some fireworks safety tips. Make sure they're legal where you are, right? Fireworks are not legal in every single state, so states have certain firework restrictions. I remember Connecticut, where I'm from. Like, I don't care about fireworks. I'm so disinterested in that. I don't stop to, if they're blowing up over my head, I won't stop to look. But we used to only have the sparklers when I was a kid. How lame is that, man? You know, your parents would give you a sparkler and you'd run around the yard till it burned down. Man, talk about lame. And the snakes, sure. That was okay. It was kind of cool, but the sparklers were, I don't know, sort of like felt like you were dancing in some outside play. Anyway, don't let kids light fireworks, of course. Never aim them at people. Never place them on any part of your body. I can't believe I got to actually say this. So in some cases, the American public is really stupid. And always it says have a bucket of water handy, just in case things get out of control. So those are your firework tips for the eve of the 4th of July. All right, we'll come back. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, will join us next. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and more now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.